Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. I saw Talladega Nights for the second time, not because it was that good, but because my wife hadn't seen it yet. It was still funny the second time. But can you believe there are some that say it makes a mockery of our sport of NASCAR? Jimmy Spencer was simply appalled. Yeah, what happened to the days of real NASCAR movies that painted the sport in a positive light, like Six-packer, stroker ace? There is a part in Talladega Nights that is funny only because it's so true. Don't listen for 5 seconds if you haven't seen the movie. Towards the end of the picture, there's a big wreck, and right in the middle, they cut to commercial. It was even Bill Weber doing the commentating, and speaking of Bill Weber, I said on this show almost 3 years ago how angry I was at Weber when Dale Earnhardt Jr. won at Daytona, and when Jr. exited the car, all Bill would bring up was how it felt after his father was killed at the same track. I was at the Brickyard, so I didn't notice this last week, but when Jimmy Johnson brought his Hendrick-owned number 48 to the checkers at Indy, Bill Weber began to bring up Hendrick's plane crash, which killed 10 people, including several members of Rick Hendrick's family. A victory is a time for rejoicing, and if a driver wants to bring up a prior tragedy, let him. But Bill, they remember, we remember, and many of us would appreciate if you didn't set the tone of the victory celebration. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my podcast from Racing Rocks. To find out the station that's playing Racing Rocks near you, go to racingrocks.com.